And now, Quite by Accident, starring Arlene Francis.
Ladies and gentlemen, the voice of the Army.
From New York City, the U.S. Army and the U.S. Air Force bring you a romantic comedy titled Quite by Accident, featuring the lovely star of stage, screen, and radio, Miss Arlene Francis. This transcribed feature is another in the series of
The Voice of the Army. They say beauty is only skin deep. Well, maybe they're right. But right or wrong, we do know millions of American women devote a great deal of their time trying to prove it can happen to them. Take, for instance, right now at the famous Beauty House on Fifth Avenue in New York, where the head of the establishment is complimenting her employees on a good job well done at one of the regular monthly meetings.
And in conclusion, I would like to extend my sincere and heartfelt thanks to each and every one of you for making Beauty House the great success it is today. Thank you very much.
Gee, Miss Merchant, you were wonderful. You're the best boss anyone ever had. The gang here certainly appreciates all you've done for them.
Well, thank you, Irma. I didn't know you all cared. Well, come on now, back to the office. We've got a pile of work to get out today. And, oh, yes, would you remind me to go over to the bank to see Mr. Chandler this morning?
Yeah. Oh, say, Miss Merchant, can I ask you a personal question?
Yes, I think you may, Irma. But shut the door to the ivory tower before you toss the bomb.
Well, it's just that I'm worried about you.
Worried about me? Why, am I sick or something?
Oh, no, you look fine.
Yes.
What I mean is, when men come in to see you on business, you're tough as nails, and socially, well, you hardly ever see anyone. Just ain't right. That's how I feel.
Did you say men?
Yeah, you know. Those two-legged animals that women sometimes refer to as beasts.
Oh, those.
Yeah, those.
Irma, I wouldn't worry about it if I were you.
Well, I wouldn't have said it if I didn't mean it. I just don't think it's right for a good-looking woman like yourself not to have a date once in a while.
I understand how you feel, Irma, but I'm perfectly happy without them. And besides, I'm too busy to devote any extra time to them. Now, come on. You better get started on that work I gave you to do. There, I'm going to go over to the bank.
All right, Miss Merchant, whatever you say. But I was just thinking, my boyfriend Eddie over at the Navy Yard could always get a fella for you if you ever wanted one.
Oh, Irma, don't be ridiculous. Now, get going. Now, let me see. Where did I put that file? Haven't had enough of that you need a man routine from my friends. Now Irma's got the message. I need a man like a moose needs a hat rack, as the old saying goes.
Hey, lady, watch it. What do you want to do? Get killed, lady?
Oh, lady.
Oh.
That was a close one. You better look where you're going. Now, that truck slightly outranked you.
Oh, this is terrible.
Gee, look at the soldier grab that woman just in time.
You've been killed if it hadn't been for him.
Are you all right, miss?
Well, of course I'm all right, young man. Sergeant, or whatever you are. Now, if you just let me go, I'll be perfectly able to continue.
Well, are you sure you feel okay?
Of course I'm sure.
Well, excuse me, your hat's on crooked.
Everyone's wearing them this way.
With the veil in the back?
Yes, with the veil in the back. Do you mind?
You know, it's a funny thing, I suppose, but where I come from, people usually say thank you.
I said thank you. After all, you only saved my life.
I don't believe I heard you say anything, Miss,
Miss Merchant. And I did say thank you. It was right out there. You probably didn't hear it with all the noise.
Okay, okay. Boy, I never underestimate the power of a woman.
Well, I must be going now. Goodbye, Sergeant.
Oh.
I say I told you to let me help you. Now, here, take my arm.
No, thank you. I'll be all right.
You look pretty pale around the gills to me.
Gills?
Do you feel faint?
I have never fainted in my life.
Well, there's always that good old first time.
Now, look here. If it's going to make you feel any better, Sergeant, I am going into my office, which is only about two doors from here, and take something to quiet my overwrought nerves.
Well, I'll just tag along in case you need me.
I won't. Well, see you, Sergeant. I won't be needing a watchdog any longer.
Oh, before I go, I want to see you take something with my own eyes.
Really? I'm quite capable of going ahead with this project all by myself.
I insist. I might get a chance to use my first aid.
Oh,
never
dear.
Can tell what might happen.
All right, come on in.
Okay. Boy, this is some classy layout. So this is where women come to get made over.
Oh, you're so clever, Sergeant. Right this way.
I'll bet the dame that runs it could use a few treatments herself.
I hardly think so. And besides, whatever makes you think she's got to be homely?
No, all these old dames are. Don't you ever see any movies?
No, I don't have any time for them.
Oh, well, what do you do here? Pound off the surplus?
No.
Miss Merchant, you finally got a man.
Irma, I did no such thing. And I'll remind you to keep a civil tongue in your head in the presence of strangers.
Gee, and he's good looking, too.
Oh, Irma.
Oh.
Hi. You're kind of cute yourself.
Ah, gee.
Oh, well, really. Now, I'll have no more of this flippant conversation. Irma, the sergeant here, has come to watch me take a sedative.
Huh? I don't get it, Miss Machen.
Well, it's not important. It's not important at all. Now, where are my tablets? Irma, will you get me a glass of water and bring it into my office?
Yeah. What's your name?
Gerald Grant. Most everyone calls me Jerry, though.
I'm Irma. Can I call you Gerald?
Oh, sure.
Don't you think she's very nice?
Yeah, she's beautiful. But antisocial. What's with her, anyway?
She's my boss, and she happens to own this factory.
No kidding.
Yeah.
She looks too young and pretty to be running a big business like this.
I'll tell you something about her.
Irma, will you hurry? What are you jabbering about out there?
Just a minute, Miss Merchant. Sergeant Jerry, go ahead. Take this stuff in. She needs a man around.
Okay, but I'm telling you, she doesn't like me.
She's a woman, ain't she?
Well, I believe so. But I wouldn't be surprised if she turned out to be a machine.
Oh, it's you.
Here's the sedative.
Well, just set it on the desk.
Drink it.
What do you mean, drink it? What do you think I was going to do, dump it in the wastebasket?
You might.
Oh, men. All right, if it'll make you happy and make you leave, I'll drink it right here and now.
Well, go ahead. What are you waiting for?
Well, to tell you the truth, I am feeling fine. I don't think I'll need it at all.
You're afraid to drink it.
Now, don't be absurd. I've never been afraid of anything in my life.
Well, then why don't you drink it down?
I don't see why I should. I really don't need it now.
Now, look, lady. I studied first aid for 6 months.
Oh,
I say you need it.
Mm-hmm.
You've had a severe shock, understand?
Now, look, Sergeant.
Well, your secretary calls me Jerry. Why can't you?
Now, look, Sergeant. Jerry. I don't care what your name is. Don't you think this whole thing is just a little ridiculous?
Sure, but it's the simplest thing in the world to do. Now, you pick the glass up like this, carefully, between the thumb and index finger.
Oh, bro.
Hold it to the mouth, like this, and then...
Well, stop! Stop! Oh, you idiot! You've drunk all of my sedatives. I'm the one who's upset. How dare you?
I just wanted to prove to you that there's nothing to it.
Oh, dear. Now, I'll have to get my secretary to get me another one. What's the matter with you?
I feel funny.
Can't take it, hmm?
Oh, my head. Alice, where are you?
My name's...
Alice, speak to me.
Alice? My name's not Alice. And whoever she is, I don't envy her. Now straighten up and act like a man. After all, you are in the army. A soldier should... Hey! Oh, what was in that? He's out cold. Sergeant Jerry, wake up. Oh, this is great. Oh, dear. If I can just get him up out of the...
Miss Merchant, we were going to surprise
you. Well, you surprised me, all right. Oh,
Miss Merchant, you dropped him.
Please, be quiet. Now, this isn't what you think it is at all. This man is ill. I was only trying to help him.
Merchant, what did you do to him?
Nothing. He did it to himself.
Oh, is he dead?
Irma, for goodness sake, stop that wailing. He isn't dead. At least I don't think so. Here, will you help me get him up on that divan? Okay. Here, come on.
Okay, here. Miss Merchant, what are you going to do now?
I don't know. Irma, you know about men. What does one do in a case like this,
Well, I couldn't say. I ain't ever had one pass out on me. Why, you must be terrific. I always said if you ever let yourself
Irma,
go...
Irma, just what do you mean, I must be terrific?
It's obvious that you must have kissed him.
Kissed him? Well, of course I didn't kiss him. Look, Irma, I think he's coming, too.
Gee, he sure is cute.
Oh, is that all you can think of at a time like this?
Well, I'm a woman, ain't I?
Please don't use that horrible word in my presence. Sergeant Jerry, are you all right? Come on, wake up. Here, will you take a sip of this water?
Oh, my head, what hit me?
Nothing.
Hey, look out for that truck. Your hat's on cockeyed.
Oh, gee, but you're beautiful.
Here, drink this.
Ooh. Hey, that was powerful stuff. Get away from me with that glass. I've had enough. What was it, TNT?
No, it was just a mild sedative. I can't imagine why you passed out. It certainly never bothered me like that.
Oh. Does anything ever bother you, Miss Merchant?
No, nothing.
Well, what about this?
Oh, how dare you!
You are a machine, after all. Nothing but a beauty machine. No feelings at all. No heart. Just a set of tubes and a battery.
Irma, you may go outside now.
Are you sure you want me to leave? I was enjoying
Irma,
it so.
Do as I say. And close the door after you.
Well, I've got to be going.
Just a minute, Sergeant Jerry.
Huh?
Don't go yet. You don't look too good. You better rest here a while.
Oh, I feel fine. Now, if you'll excuse me.
No, really, I don't want you to leave.
What? Are you serious?
Well, the truth of the matter is, I rather enjoyed that quite a bit.
Enjoyed what? You mean when I...
Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I'd like to try it again. Just experimental, you know.
I really don't think I should.
Oh, come on. You're a big boy now.
Well, if you insist.
I might get to like this.
You might, if you try to be human like everyone else.
Jerry, are you doing anything special tonight?
No, you?
Irma, you may have tomorrow off.
Thank you, Miss Merchant.
I'll be gone for the rest of the day.
Jerry.
Yeah?
Our little plan worked after all, huh?
Yeah, thanks to you. Boy, would she be mad if she knew that was only plain water I brought into her.
Beauty is as beauty does, I always say. Anyway, what she don't know won't hurt him. Good luck, Jerry.
Jerry! Shouldn't keep me waiting out in the hall like this. A gentleman never keeps a lady waiting.
Oh, of course not. Shall we go?
Is she kidding? It should only happen to me.
Great opportunities are still open for regular Army volunteers. Right now, a young man has a wide choice of assignments if he enlists in the United States Army for 3 or more years. For instance, a high school graduate may still apply for the Army Technical School Plan. He picks a technical subject of his choice before he enlists and gets thorough training in a valuable field after he enlists. Young men with spirit of adventure may still choose service in the Far East. Qualified young men can apply for Officer Candidate School training, too. When choosing your lifetime career, young man, think seriously about making it an Army career. Your nearest recruiting officer will help you make your choice.
The peace and security of America are your responsibility.
The United States Army is your opportunity.
Help keep America strong.
This program was brought to you by the U.S. Army and the U.S. Air Force and starred Miss Arlene Francis as Rose Merchant. Also featured in the cast were Connie Lemke and Bob Pollock. Voice of the Army takes this opportunity to thank Miss Francis for her services on this program, which was directed by Major Hugh K. Murray. The story was written by Staff Sergeant Everett A. Day. This is Sidney Paul speaking.
This transcribed feature has been another in the series of
The Voice of the Army.